SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, an Australian man arrested for an alleged drunken rampage in Indonesia avoids jail, at least two killed in a Russian missile strike on a Ukrainian clinic, and in sport, the Melbourne Rebels pull off a major victory in the Super Rugby competition. With the latest SBS News, I'm Kira Hain. An Australian man arrested for an alleged drunken rampage in Indonesia has avoided jail after reaching a settlement with an assaulted fisherman. 23-year-old Bodhi Manny Risby Jones attended a reconciliation meeting on Friday with the fisherman who was injured during the April incident and agreed to pay him compensation. He reportedly handed over brown bags full of cash totaling $25,000 as part of the settlement, apologising to the fisherman and his wife. The Queensland surfer had faced up to 5 years in jail after he was accused of emerging naked from his surf resort hotel room on the island of Simalua. He reportedly chased and struck people in the streets of the island in the strongly Muslim and conservative province. He also apologised to Indonesians, saying he was very sorry for the grief he caused. The CSIRO predicts hydrogen could add $50 billion to the Australian economy by 2050, while avoiding greenhouse gases and driving energy prices down. With the nation's energy regulator yesterday confirming an increase in the price cap for electricity, a new technology to transport hydrogen may help to lower prices and achieve net zero in Australia. The CSIRO has developed a movable hydrogen generator that enables the renewable energy source to be transported to even the most remote parts of the country. Project lead Dr. John Chafari says it will bring hydrogen where it's needed.
This efficient and safe method enables the hydrogen to be delivered at the point of use where it needs to be. The other aspect of the hydrogen generator is the relocatable bit. And this enables the consumer, the end user, to be able to generate hydrogen where and when it is needed.
At least two people have been killed and 23 wounded in a Russian missile strike on a clinic in the eastern Ukrainian city of Dnipro. President Volodymyr Zelensky made the announcement in an online post on Friday under video footage of a badly damaged building with smoke pouring out of it. He described the attack on Twitter as a crime against humanity. Ukrainian officials said earlier on Friday, air defences had shot down 10 missiles and more than 20 drones launched by Russia in overnight attacks on the capital Kyiv, Dnipro and eastern regions. The reports couldn't be verified. Russian forces have intensified missile and drone attacks on Ukraine this month, mainly attacking logistics and infrastructure facilities before an expected Ukrainian counteroffensive. Chinese officials are calling for a balanced implementation of the Black Sea grain deal, a day after Russia threatened to not extend the deal beyond July the 17th. Russia is demanding improvements to its grain and fertilizer exports, threatening to terminate the safe wartime export of grains through Ukrainian ports if its demands aren't met. China's foreign ministry spokesperson Mao Ning says she hopes Ukraine and Russia can reach a consensus.
China supports relevant parties to maintain communications and seek solutions that meet the concerns of all sides. China has also proposed an international food security cooperation initiative, which encourages all parties to strengthen communication and cooperation to promote more international consensus and make positive contributions to ensuring world food security.
And in sport, the Melbourne Rebels have put a major dent in the Western Forces Super Rugby Pacific Finals aspirations. They farewelled Reece Hodge from Melbourne's Amy Park as a winner, with a legendary 52-14 victory. The WA club was relegated to ninth by Queensland's loss to the Highlanders early on Friday night. The Rebels will require a miracle in the last round to make the Super Rugby Finals, but gave their fans something to cheer about with the bonus point victory. Melbourne set up the win with their go forward and dominance at the set piece and breakdown. Currently 10th, the Rebels take on the third place Brumbies in Canberra in the final round. I'm Kira Hain. This is SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.